Let me make sure I have this here. All right. There was an African-American evangelist, this guy here. His name was Tom Skinner, and he was converted to Christianity when he was the leader of the largest and the toughest gang in New York City.
这个黑人的布道家，他的名字叫 Tom Skinner。他信主以前，他是纽约哈兰区的一个青少年那个最大最暴力的一个黑帮。
His conversion was so real to him that he left the gang the very next day.
他的信主的改变对他来说是那样的真实，所以他信主了第二天，他就离开了那个黑帮。
So he turned from a life of violence in the gang to a life of preaching the gospel within 24 hours.
在24小时内，他的生命从一个充满暴力的一个生命，变成一个传播福音的一个生命。
So a few weeks after his conversion, while he was playing football, a boy who he had blocked in front of him, in a rage, slammed him in the stomach, boom, like that.
所以他信主以后几个星期，有一次在那个玩那个橄榄球的时候他阻挡了那个对手非常愤怒的猛击他的腹部。
So he fell down and then the guy kicked him again, just like that.
他摔在地上，然后这个人上来又踢了他，狠狠地踢了他一脚。
So remember, Tom Skinner had been used to a life of violence. He's now a new Christian, so he gets up from the ground, he looks the boy in the face, and he says something.
你知道他原来就是比较习惯于这种暴力但是他现在已经变成了一个基督徒，所以他从地上爬起来，看着打他的那个男孩，然后说了什么话。
He said, "You know, because of Jesus Christ, I love you anyway."
他说，虽然你打我，但是因为我信了耶稣，我还是爱你。
So when the game was over, the guy that had hit him had some time to think about it.
所以这个比赛结束了以后，那个打他的男孩。有点时间来思想他自己行为。
He said, "Tom, you've done more to get rid of prejudice in me by saying that you love me than you had if you had punched me in the face."
那个男孩跟他说 ，Tom， 你跟我说你爱我，比你还击我打我更能够把我的偏见拿走。
So today's passage of scripture is from the Sermon on the Mount.
今天我们要讲到的内容是来自于登山宝训。
So the entire sermon focuses on what the life in the kingdom of God is like.
登山宝训是讲的是我们神的子民在天国的生活应该是什么样子的。
And today's passage focuses on resisting revenge.
所以今天我们的内容是讲我们怎么样来抵制这种复仇的这种想法和动作。
Now the truth is, all of us have suffered wrongs from others.
实际上我们每个人都可能被别人误解过，或者是不公正的对待过。
Perhaps we've suffered wrongs from our coworkers, our friends, our children, our parents, and our spouses.
也许这些不公正的对待来自于我们的同事，来自于我们的朋友，来自子女，来自父母，或者来自配偶。
Sometimes hurtful words are spoken, or a not so nice message appears on our phone.
有时候可能是非常伤害人的话语跟你说，或者说是那些不是非常好的这些信息出现在你的手机上。
A nasty email arrives in our inbox, or just betrayal by someone close that we love.
或者是这个非常让人讨厌的这个信息送到你的这个邮箱里头或者是你被亲近的信任的人背叛。
And as Christians, we're all familiar on how we should react. We're supposed to resist revenge.
所以我们基督徒，我们都知道我们怎么样来反应，因为我们知道我们不应该来去报复。
But few of us can live it out consistently, so that's why we need to study today's passage.
道理我们都知道，但是很少有能够自始至终的活出来，所以我们今天还要来学习这段经文。
So I'm going to read the Jingwen one more time here in English. It says, let's see here. All right. "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, don't resist the one who is evil. But if anybody slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well.
And if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who begs from you, and don't refuse the one who would borrow from you.
经文马太福音第五章，你们听见有话说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。只是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连左脸也转过来由他打。有人想要告你，要拿你的礼衣，连外衣也由他拿去。有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走两里。有求你的，就给他；有向你借贷的，不可推辞。
Okay, so today's big idea is that Jesus is going to give us a principle and two pairs of illustrations to help us understand how to resist revenge when we suffer wrongs.
所以今天的内容是讲耶稣给了我们一个原则和两对例证，来帮助我们如何来理解当我们受气的时候来抵制这个复仇。
And the thing I love about this passage is Jesus gives us lots of illustrations and application.
我非常喜欢的是这段经文，耶稣用了比喻来指导我们怎么样来应用。
But before we look at the stories, let's first consider this principle of resisting revenge.
首先让我们来考虑抵止复仇的这个原则。
What it is and what it isn't. I'll read verse 38. You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, don't resist the one who is evil.
这个原则 是讲的 是什么而不是什么。38节说，你们听见有话说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。我只是告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。
If you've read Jesus' sermon before, you know he says, I think about 9 times, you have heard it said, but I say to you.
大家如果读了耶稣的登山宝训的时候，他有9个地方说过了，你们听见有话说，但是我要告诉你们。
He says this because Jesus has to give us the intended meaning of scripture because all of the religious leaders had given the wrong meaning.
他这么说是因为他要讲解律法的本意，而这个律法的本意是常常被那些宗教领袖们曲解。
So this is the 5th misinterpretation of the law that Jesus has to correct.
这是第五个对律法的错误的解释，耶稣必须要把它改正过来。
Now, if you have a little time this afternoon, you can look it up. Jesus is referring to a law that's found in Exodus 21, Deuteronomy 19, and Leviticus 24. It's all over the Old Testament.
耶稣在这里面讲的这个旧约的律法是出现在出埃及记、利未记和生命记、在旧约里头经常出现。
And the goal was to give Israelite judges a standard for justice and to prevent excessive vengeance on a personal level.
这个律法的本意是指导以色列的士师们，让他们能够公正的判决，来避免在个人层面上的报复。
In other words, let the punishment fit the crime.
换一句话说，是让惩罚和罪相配。
So if someone slaps you on the cheek, you can't go burn their house down.
所以有人打了你一个耳光，你不应该去把他的房子给烧掉。
Because that's excessive. It goes beyond what they did to you.
因为这个就过分了，他超过了他所对你所做的。
So Jesus is trying to give justice.
所以耶稣在这里是在讲我们怎么样来有公正公义。
And perhaps if you watch the news, right now you'll see in the news that criminal justice reform is a big topic in our country, isn't it?
如果你看新闻的话，你知道现在我们在我们的国家这个司法改革是一个重要的话题。
So you could say Jesus was the pioneer of criminal justice reform.
你可以说这个耶稣他是司法改革的这个先驱。
But of course, the problem was is that the religious leaders had taken the law and they had abused it.
这个是，但是那些宗教领袖们，他拿了这个律法，然后是曲解了它，滥用了它。
But we also have to consider what this principle is not.
但是我们还需要知道这个原则。
Jesus,
不是什么？
I think Jesus here is speaking more to personal relationships.
在这个，
yeah, go ahead.
在这个地方是耶稣是在讲个人的关系。
This isn't about how government should act. It's not against warfare or policing.
这个不是在说政府应该怎么做，或者是战争，或者是警察。
We know this because in the Bible there are other passages that speak to the role of government in society.
我们知道是这样的，因为在圣经中有其他地方讲到了社会的法则。
So, for example, Romans 13, it explains how the government has the power of the sword.
比如说在罗马书十三章讲到了政府，它有这个权威的剑。
And so we know swords can kill, right?
我们知道这个剑，那它能够杀人。
But that's not what's going on here in Matthew. This isn't about government.
但是这里不是在讲，在马太福音讲的不是这个。
And I mentioned it's about personal relationships because he says if someone slaps you,If someone sues you, if someone forces you, if someone begs from you, it's personal.
因为这个地方是在讲个人之间的关系，因为这个经文在说，如果有人打你的脸，如果有人，等等等等，都是说如果有人是在讲个人的关系。
But perhaps it's also worth mentioning that even in personal relationships, there are times in the Bible when resistance is allowed.
但是我们要知道。就是在讲个人这个层面上，在圣经中也允许，可以来反抗。
Well, you can remember Jesus resisted Satan in the wilderness, right?
大家一定还记得耶稣抵制撒旦在旷野的时候。
At one point, Jesus made a whip and cleansed the temple. That's resistance.
然后有一次，耶稣做了一个鞭子来，洁净圣殿啊，这个也是一种抵抗。
Paul was a Roman citizen who was jailed without a trial, so he appealed to Caesar. That was resistance.
保罗他是个罗马公民，他没有经过审判就被判刑，这是不公平的，所以他向凯撒来申诉，这也是抗争。
In epistle of the Galatians, Paul resisted Peter when he wasn't living in line with the gospel.
在加拉太书第二章，保罗抵制了彼得，因为他认为彼得没有按照福音的原意来做行事。
And the most interesting I found was neither Jesus nor John the Baptist told the Roman soldiers to quit being soldiers.
这个对我来说最有意思的是，耶稣和施洗约翰他们都没有跟罗马士兵说你不要这样子做，你不要当罗马士兵。
He just told them to repent of their sins.
他们只是跟他说，你们要悔改认罪。
So we've looked at what this principle is and what it isn't, and we have to consider what all of Scripture says.
那我们要真正的理解这个原则是什么，不是什么，我们一定要完完整整的看这段经文。
But we still have to sense what a great challenge this is when Jesus says, "Don't resist the evil one."
但是我们仍然知道。耶稣跟我们说不要抗争啊，这个对我们来说是非常的有挑战性。
And because Jesus is a practical teacher, he's now going to give us a lot of illustrations, and that's what I love about this passage.
因为耶稣这个讲道常常是非常的实用啊，他会给我们有很多的解释和实用的指导。
Now,
this is why I really like this passage.
The illustrations are going to come in two pairs, and the first pair, you can see it on the PowerPoint. How do you handle mistreatment by your enemies? It's something dealing with something negative. How do you handle mistreatment?
所以这个他的给我们的例证是有两对，那第一对的两个例证是讲我们如何来对待别人让你遭受的不公。
And the second one's a bit more positive, the second pair, it's how do you show kindness to your enemies?
第一个是比较负面的，第二个呢，稍微正面一点是让我们知道怎么样来对你的敌人来显示你的良善。
So let's look at the first one.Uh-oh, disappeared. Let me see. Got it.
Sleep mode.
There we go. Okay, let's go. Can you see it now? Okay, so the first pair of illustrations in verses 39b through 40, he says, when insulted, don't defend your honor.
这个第一对的两个例证是在39节到40节说你受侮辱的时候不要去捍卫自己的荣誉。
And it comes from verse 39b, he says, if anyone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also.
39节说有人打你的右脸连左脸也转过来由他打。
Now a slap takes away your honor, right?
一个耳光被人打脸让你没有很没面子失去你的荣誉。
Now, as you can tell, I'm not Chinese, but I have lived in Taiwan for a long time, and I know honor is an important thing.
我不是中国人，但是我告诉你，我在台湾生活了很多年，我知道荣誉对中国人是非常非常的重要。
We all want what? 面子。
我们都要面子。
We have heard in our ministry stories of university professors in Taiwan who were offered high-paying jobs in the business world with a lot of money, but they turned it down for a lower-paying job because it had more 面子。
我们在台湾的时候听到了这个有的教授，大学教授，他可以到商场去拿更高的工资，但是他没有去，还是继续在学校当教授，因为这个更有面子。
And so it's the opposite of the West. We would take the money, but in Chinese culture, they take the 面子。
这个在西方我们是反其道而行之，我们是钱哪儿多我就去做哪一个，在中国人是讲面子。
So, for example, one of the men we minister to is Mr. Lai, there in the white shirt.
举个例子，我们服侍的一个人，他的名字叫，他是赖先生。
He teaches a class on investing.
他教一个投资的课程班。
And last year he went to a great effort to recruit all the men in our church to come to his investing class.
去年他想尽办法让我们教会所有的男人都去听他的投资的讲座。
You can probably guess where this story is going.
你们大概知道这个故事最后的结果是什么样子的。
He called me to his house and he said, Pastor Thomas, I just invested a large amount of money with a group of friends and one of them stole all of it.
他说有一天他让我到他家里去，他说牧师啊，我把这个钱投资到一些朋友中间去，其中有一个人把所有的钱都拿走，我失去了所有的钱。
He said, I'll never get it back, and by the way, my wife doesn't know.
他这个钱肯定是追不回来了，并且我太太也不知道。
He says, in fact, nobody in the church knows, so can you pray for me?
所以实际上是教会里没人知道，所以牧师请你为我祷告。
And as I spoke with him, I realized that perhaps it wasn't just money that Mr. Lai was worried about.
我在跟他讲话的时候，我意识到他所担心的并不仅仅是。
He had a reputation as the smart investor.
因为他担心的是他的名声，他的名声是一个非常聪明的投资者。
And he made a terrible investment.
但是他犯了一个非常大的投资的错误。
I was tempted to tell the men in our church, but I didn't.
我有点想要去告诉我们教会的这个弟兄们，但是最后我觉得还是没有讲。
Is that we know that honor is important and no one wants to admit their weaknesses and their failures.
但是我们都知道我们都承认这个荣誉是非常非常的重要，没有人想要承认自己的软弱和失败。
So what do we do when someone actually intentionally causes us to lose face?
但是如果有人刻意的让你失去你的面子，你该怎么做？
Well, if you're like me, I've made the mistake one time. When we were raising money to go to Taiwan, someone came up to me in a church and they said, Thomas, you will never learn Taiwanese.
就像我有在以前在准备这个集资来去台湾传道的时候，有一个人说来跟我说 Thomas, 你不会理解台湾人的。
Yeah, and he said, you won't be able to learn the Taiwan Hokkien. Because it's too hard and there's too many tones.
Oh, 这个台湾话。
台语 yeah.
台语，他说你不会来你不会学不会，你听不懂那个台湾话的，有各种的方言，有各种的语调。
For me, this was like a slap in the face.
这个对我来说好像是被人打了脸了。
He offended my honor.
他冒犯了我的荣誉。
So when I got to Taiwan,I studied Taiwanese for 2 years, and I remember every day studying as hard as I could to the point where I felt physically ill.
他说我去了，我是非常努力的学，非常努力学，学了两年，到了地步，我觉得好像身体都受不了。
It's because I wanted to prove him wrong.
但是我这样做是我要让他向他证明你说的是不对的。
So perhaps we have our ways of dealing and with revenge and getting back.
所以我们都有自己的习惯的这种行为来报复来想把公平找回来。
But Jesus says, friend, don't be personally insulted.
但是耶稣告诉我们不要觉得自己被 被侮辱。
If you're a Christian, you can let them take away your honor because you already have all the honor and dignity that you need if you're in Jesus.
作为一个基督徒，你可以让他们把你的荣誉拿走，因为你在耶稣里头，你拥有了所有的荣誉。
So Jesus' command is clear, but it's hard to obey.
所以耶稣的教导是非常的清楚，但是非常非常难做，跟着做。
Perhaps we're a bit like the famous preacher Peter Cartwright.
也许我们都像那个非常出名的那个布道家，他的名字叫 Peter Cartwright.
He preached on this text that I'm sharing with you today.
他也是在讲一次讲道，就是讲了我们今天所讲的这一段。
Now, after his sermon, a man in the congregation wanted to test to see if the preacher would really live out the principle.
讲完了之后，他那个教会里头有一个人想要测试一下这个牧师他所教的跟他所做的是不是一致的。
So he gave the 牧师 a slap on the right cheek and a slap on the left.
所以他早上就给牧师右手右边一个耳光，左边一个耳光。
The 牧师 just kind of sat there.
这个牧师站在那儿没有反应。
So then the man slapped him a third time.
然后那个人上去又打了第三耳光。
And the 牧师 punched him.
然后牧师一拳打在他脸。
He says, Jesus said nothing about a third slap.
他说耶稣从来没有说打第三耳光。
And I could relate to that story because, like Pastor Cartwright, perhaps you and I try to find some excuses, not to obey Jesus' very high standards.
我想我们大家都可以来想到我们其实也做同样的事情，就是要找一些借口来不完全的顺服耶稣的教导。
We don't want to be vulnerable.
我们大家都不愿意受伤害。
We want to get even, and this is what it looks like.
我们就想要把公平找回来啊，结果就是这样子。
We might give someone the silent treatment.
我们就是可以给人就是不理他。
You ever done that?
有没有这样做过？
We give their post on Facebook a very sad emoji.
在他的 Facebook 上，我发一个这个发一个坏的表情。
We might avoid the person and walk the other way when we see them as a way to fight back.
看他走过来，我就绕道走，所以我就不需要去反击。
We might tell other people. I see this in our church. We might tell other people, you know, she really hurt me. Would you pray for her?
还有一个就是在我们教会里也发生了，我会跟其他人说，有人会跟其他人说，这个女人她伤害了我，大家一定为这个女人祷告。
So we make our retaliation very spiritual.
所以我们把我们的个人的报复给她属灵化。
And as I was thinking about this passage, I was reminded we actually see this principle in the news as well.
有时候当我在讲准备这篇道的时候，我想到这个原则其实我们在新闻中间也能看到。
We've heard some of our politicians and other people in power, and they'll say, you know, that person is weak because he doesn't fight back.
这个在新闻中间常常有一些政客会说他的对手是这个人他非常的软弱，因为他不知道怎么样来反击。
But what Jesus says is it actually takes more strength to have self-control.
然后其实耶稣在这里说你不去反击需要更多的力量和自我控制。
It takes more strength to have faith in God's promises and leave vengeance up to God.
相信神的应许把报应交给神其实需要更多力量和勇气。
It's like what Romans 12 says, vengeance is mine, God says, and I will repay.
就像罗马书第二章这个圣经上说报应在我，我必伸冤在我，我必报应。
So we're not only supposed to don't defend your honor, but be willing to suffer loss.
不仅仅是我们要不去来捍卫自己的荣誉，我们还要学习我们受侮辱的时候我们要愿意吃亏。
And we'll see that in verse 40.
我们能看到这个在第四十节。
And he says, if anyone would sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well.
有人想要告你，要拿你的礼衣，连外衣也由他拿去。
Now this could be a little bit of hyperbole because if you actually literally did this, you would have to go home in your underwear.
这个实际上是一种比喻，因为你真正让人这么做的话，那你回家只能穿着内衣回家。
But Jesus' point is to be willing to suffer loss even from our enemies.
耶稣想这里，在这里告诉我们的是，你要愿意吃亏，哪怕是从你的敌人那里头来承担损失。
So the inner garment was the tunic, and it was lighter.
这个内衣实际上是讲的相当于衬衫一样的，是比较薄、比较轻的。
And the outer garment was the cloak, and it was heavier, like a modern coat.
那这个外衣有点像个披风一样，有点像我们今天穿的西装。
And if you ever read the Old Testament, you might remember the cloak was considered such a vital piece of clothing that if you loaned it to somebody, they have to, by law, give it to you, give it back before the sun sets.
如果你读旧约圣经，你就知道这个披风在旧约圣经里头是对以色列人是非常非常的重要。如果你把这个披风借给别人，他们必须在天黑以前还给你，因为这个是律法上规定的。
So I checked on Google Weather this morning, and Jerusalem is about 30 degrees right now.
我今天早上看了一下谷歌的那个天气，耶路撒冷现在大概是30度，零下一度的样子。
So Jesus challenges everybody, you got to be willing to suffer loss.
但是耶稣在这里头来挑战所有的人，你们要愿意准备吃亏。
So many years ago, a group of missionaries in my organization, Nei Di Hui, were gathered together for prayer in a house.
多年以前有一些我们那个机构内地会的一些传道士在国内的一个家里头来一起来祷告。
So one of them, the men spoke up and he said, you know, I've been here in China for about 2 or 3 years, but there's a great deal of difference between eating bitterness, 吃苦, and eating loss, 吃亏。
其中的一个传道士他说，我在中国两三年了，我现在理解到有一个巨大的差异，在吃苦和吃亏之间有很大的差别。
So the missionary says, well, this 吃苦, eating bitterness, it's easy enough. You know, we go out with preachers and we walk a lot and we share the gospel.
他说吃苦不是那么难，我们跟着牧师一起出去传道走很多的路，这个不是那么难，能够做到。
So we have to live a simple life and we sleep in a simple bed and we eat tofu every day.
这个我们睡在木板床，每天就吃豆腐这个也不是那么难。
So he said, when I became a missionary, I was willing to 吃苦, it's 还好, you know.
我在准备做传道士的时候，我已经有了吃苦的准备，这个对我来说不是个问题。
But he said, what I didn't prepare for was the 吃亏。
但是我没有准备的是，我还要吃亏。
He said, you know, as a missionary, I found I couldn't stand up for my rights.
他说，作为一个传道士，我不能够来捍卫我自己的权利。
He said, as a Christian, I realized I couldn't even have any rights.
作为一个基督徒，我理解我意识到我有时候就没有任何权利。
He said, to have an effective ministry in China, I would have to serve people and give up my rights every day, and that was the hardest thing of all.
他说，我作为一个传道士，在中国传道，我必须要放弃我自己所有的权利，每天都这样做，这个对我来说是最难做到的事情。
And so I realized what the missionary was saying was the same as Jesus. When we're insulted by people, we have to eat loss.
这个就是让我想到了这个就是今天的经文，耶稣的教导，当我们受侮辱的时候，我们要愿意吃亏。
We don't defend our honor, we hold our possessions loosely.
我们不来捍卫我们自己的荣誉，我们也不紧紧抓住自己的财物。
And so then Jesus gives a second pair of illustrations.
然后耶稣给了我们第二对的例证。
And the first one, it's when insulted, be generous with your time.
这个一对中间的第一个是当我们受侮辱的时候，你要不吝惜自己的时间。
He says in verse 41, if anyone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles.
41节说有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走两里路。
Now in those days, a Roman soldier could actually force a Jewish person to walk with them 1 Roman mile.
在旧约那个时代，这个罗马士兵他可以强迫犹太人来拿他的盔甲兵器走一里路，罗马的一里路。
So maybe you remember when Jesus was about to be crucified, they forced Simon of Cyrene to carry the cross. You remember that?
大家还记得吗？耶稣在上十字架的时候，他们罗马士兵让一个叫西门的那个人来背耶稣的十字架。
So Jesus said to the Jews who are listening, well, don't just help the soldier for 1 mile, help him for 2.
耶稣实际上在这里跟犹太人说，不要帮那个，不仅仅是帮那些罗马士兵们，帮他们背东西背一里路。
But the Jews were very offended by this because it would show that they're submitting to Rome.
这个对犹太人来说，他们受到了很大的这个冒犯。他们觉得这个就是意味着我们要顺服罗马，罗马帝国。
It was very humiliating. Yet, despite all the humiliation that was involved, Jesus says, "Go the extra mile."
这个对他们来说是非常非常的羞辱，就是在所有的羞辱之上，还有耶稣跟他说。
So I had to ask myself, what are some of the uncomfortable situations that we find ourselves in?
我必须再问我自己，有哪些就是我自己觉得非常不自在的一些场合。
And in those situations, those uncomfortable situations, where can we be more generous with our time?
在这些自己觉得不自在的场合的时候，你怎么样来能够更加不吝惜自己的时间。
For example, maybe you need to love a friend who has different political views than you do.
也许你需要去爱一个和你政见完全不一样的一个朋友。
Maybe if you're honest, you find their viewpoints insulting.
如果你非常的诚实的话，你会觉得他们的这个政治观点是非常是侮辱人的。
You're afraid if their ideology, and if you don't ever want to be forced to do things you don't agree with.
你不喜欢他们的这个政见，你不想做任何你不愿意、你不同意的事情。
So maybe you find yourself avoiding that person.
也许你会发现你自己在故意的来躲避这个人。
And I've heard from missionaries when they would come back on home assignment, I guess 1 or 2 years ago during the election, they said so many families.We're fighting.
我听到很多这个传道士他们讲，就是来回到美国述职的时候，就是在上次的那个选举的过程中间说，知道有很多家庭他们内部在有很多的争执。
So they'd have different views on a president, or different views on wearing a mask, or maybe different views on Taiwan and China. Anything you see in the news, they had different views.
在新闻里头，你所以看到的所有的东西，他们可能都有争执，可能是选哪一个总统，或者是应该不应该戴口罩，或者是台湾和中国大陆的问题。
So Jesus causes us to imagine this idea of what would happen if we were as Christians to go the extra mile.
所以这个耶稣在教导，作为基督徒，当这样的事情发生的时候，我们怎么样去走那个第二里路？
It might mean going out for coffee with someone that you don't agree with.
也许是邀请那个你他的政治观念你不同意的那个人，邀请他一起喝咖啡。
It might mean inviting them to your house for dinner.
也许是请他到你们家来一起吃晚饭。
Might mean bringing someone you don't really like and you don't agree with a very tasty treat during Chinese New Year.
也许中国新年的时候，你这个人你不喜欢，你不同意他的观点，但是你给他做一道好菜。
And Jesus' challenge is, will it be uncomfortable? Yes.
耶稣在教导我们，我们是不是觉得这个不自在，非常不情愿？是的。
But if you look in the passage right after today's passage, remember what Jesus says, if you only love those who love you, don't the tax collectors do the same thing?
但是我们再往后看，今天的经文之后几节，耶稣说，如果你只爱你自己所爱的人，那你做的不比偷别人钱财的个税吏来做得好，因为他们也爱他自己所爱的人。
So he says, go the extra mile, and when you're insulted, be generous with your time.
所以他跟我们说，走那个第二里路，当你受侮辱的时候，不要吝惜你自己的时间。
And the last illustration that Jesus gives is from verse 42.
最后的例证是在42节。
And I'll read it. It says, give to the one who begs from you, and don't refuse the one who would borrow from you.
42节说，有求你的就给他，有向你借贷的不可推辞。
And I think this particular illustration also comes in the context of being insulted.
这个例证实际上也是从上下文来看， 也是在讲啊受侮辱的时候。
So remember the first one was a slap.
因为大家前面讲第一个是讲打脸。
The second, someone is suing them and wants to take their clothes.
第二个是有人要告他，要拿他的衣服。
The third one, someone is forcing them to give their time.
第三个是有人要强迫你来花时间陪他们走路。
So it makes sense that this fourth one is in the context of someone not being nice to you.
所以也可以推测，我们这个讲的第四点也是说，人家没有好好的对待你。
And Jesus says, in that situation, we have to be generous.
但是耶稣告诉我们，就是在这样的时候，你还是要慷慨。
We're commanded to help those who are asking for help financially, even if it's our enemies, the people we don't like.
耶稣教导我们要帮助别人，哪怕这个求助来自于我们不喜欢的，哪怕来自于我们的敌人。
But we have to remember what other parts of the Bible say.
我们必须要理解圣经其他地方的教导。
Jesus doesn't say you have to give until your checking account is zero.
耶稣并没有说你要帮人要一直等到你这个账上没有钱了。
So you maybe remember in Proverbs, they give the illustration of the ants who store up for the winter.
大家可能还记得那个箴言上讲那个蚂蚁啊，为了那个冬天啊来准备。
So the idea is some savings is good.
所以这个这里面讲的就是说你要存一点钱。
And we know what Paul said in 1 Timothy, if you don't provide for your own household financially, you're worse than an unbeliever.
这个保罗在提摩太前书里说，如果你不眷顾你自己的家的话，那你比不信的人还不如。
We know from the book of Acts that not everyone sold their homes because the churches met in homes.
我们也从使徒行传上知道，并不是所有的人把自己的家卖了，因为教会在家里聚会。
So we have to feel the challenge of what Jesus is saying with financial generosity, but remember that it doesn't have to go down to zero.
所以我们一方面我们要理解耶稣对我们的挑战，让我们要慷慨，但是也并不是说我们一定要把自己所有的钱财全部花光。
Here's how one pastor described it. He said, Jesus wants his followers to reject a tight-fisted, penny-pitching attitude that says, this is mine and I'll never share it.
有一个牧师他讲到的时候在解释这个经文，说耶稣想要我们不要像守财奴一样抓住你所有的钱财，说这是我的，我不会跟你分享。
So after studying these four illustrations, if you're like me, you perhaps feel a bit discouraged.
我讲了这个两对的一个例证，是不是大家觉得有点沮丧，不太容易做到？
But Jesus is a pioneer in that he never asks us to do something that he's not willing to do himself.
但是我们要知道，耶稣从来不叫我们做任何他没有做过的事情。
Perhaps you remember when Jesus was facing his trial right before he faced the cross. He was accused, he was insulted, he was beaten, he was spit upon, and he stayed silent.
大家还记得他在上十字架之前受审判的时候，他被诬告，他被打，被吐唾沫，但是他一句话都不说。
He didn't retaliate, but he actually prayed for his enemies and said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
他没有反抗，他没有报复，甚至他为他们祷告说，父啊，饶恕他们，因为他们做的，他们不晓得。
And God vindicated his perfect life, and by raising him from the dead and securing our forgiveness.
但是神来证实了他所做的一切，他的完美的生命和他在十字架上为我们的罪付上代价。
And so when we feel that grace, we're empowered not to resist or to resist revenge.
所以我们有耶稣给我们做的这个恩典，当我们理解这个恩典的时候，我们才有这个能力来抵抗我们要反抗的这种冲动。
And that's the amazing grace that empowered Jared McKenna to do something extremely radical. It's a true story.
同样就是这个奇异的恩典让 Jared McKenna's做了一件非常非常特别的事情。
He was only 18 years old and was studying his first year in college.
那时候他才18岁，大学一年级。
He was coming home on the train and had been reading Martin Luther King for the first time about nonviolent resistance among the early Christians.
他在火车上，他在读马丁路德金作为一个非暴力抗争基督徒非暴力抗争的那个讲道讲章。
As he got off the train station and was walking across the overpass bridge, he did not notice that right behind him, see if we can find it, there was a man with a knife and a gun.
当他走下火车走到那个天桥上的时候，他没有意识到有一个人在跟在他后面。
And that man said, give me all your money.
那个人说，把你的钱全部给我。
And when he heard that, this Christian Jared, he said, he started to remember what he had just been reading in Martin Luther King's book. It was the words of Jesus, you have heard it said, but I say to you, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth.
当 Jared 听到这个人讲话的时候，想起了他刚刚读的马丁路德经的那本书上，是讲到了耶稣所讲的今天的这段话。
Yeah, so Jared, he had already gotten out his wallet. He's freaking out. He's being mugged. And he didn't know what to do, so he kind of gave all his money, and then he just stuck out his hand and he said, hi, I'm Jared.
这个 Jared, 他当然被抢，然后当然有点害怕，但是他已经把他自己的这个钱包全部拿出来递过去。然后他突然把手伸出来说， hey, 我是 Jared.
So the man with the gun kind of puts away his knife, and he's holding his gun, and he said, oh,Well, hi, I'm James.
那个人手里拿着枪，然后又把刀放下来，这个咕哝着说，把手伸出来说，啊，我叫 James.
They shake hands, and as they were shaking, the Christian Jared, he noticed that on his arm were all the spots from where he had been doing drugs with needles.
当 Jared 跟他握手的时候，看他的手上都有那种针。这个用毒品的时候呢，真的痕迹，整个手上全是。
And he shared how he had been in a drug rehab program, but he fell and his mom kicked him out of his house. His whole story.
这个人在讲他自己的故事，就是说他在那个戒毒的那个项目里头，但是他妈妈把他从家里赶出来，所以他又回到街上。在跟他讲的人生故事。
So Jared said, "Well, look, why don't you put your gun down and I'll take you to my house and you can have a shower."
所以 Jared 说，哎，你把枪放下来，我请你到我家里去，你可以洗个澡。
But as he was talking, suddenly they heard this voice of another mugger, a woman saying, James, we gotta go.
他们在讲话的时候，他听到另外一个声音，是个女的声音，是这个抢劫的同伙说， James, 走，我们得跑了。
So the mugger began to run away, and he kind of looked back, and he goes, bye.
所以这个他就开始。也跑了之后跑了几步要转过身来说啊、哦、再见。
So Jared the Christian, he said, well, hold on, just let me, and he grabbed out of his pocket a little New Testament, and he gave it to the guy that had been mugging him.
所以这个 Jared 说等等他就从口袋里拿出了一本袖珍版的新约圣经，把这本新约圣经给他。
So the guy then takes his gun back out and says, what do I want a Bible for? I'm going to hell.
那个人这个手里还拿着枪说，我要圣经干什么？我会下地狱的，反正是下地狱。
But James, he said, you know, the truth is we're all going to hell.
Jared 说，你知道，事实上本来我们都要去地狱。
We're all sinners. That's why Jesus came.
我们都是罪人，但是这就是为什么耶稣来到这个世上。
So then the guy he ran off.
然后这个人就跑了。
And as he got in the getaway car, you could hear the people in the car saying, "Hey, James, what did you get? What did you get?"
当他这个他的坐了一个车，好多人一起跑掉的时候，他听到其他人说 "Hey, James, 你抢到什么？"
They said, "Look at my bag. I got money. I got credit cards."
但有人说啊，你看我抢到了个钱，里面有抢到了包里面有钱啊，有信用卡等等。
And James said, "Well, I got a Bible."
James 说我得到了一本圣经。
And they drove off, but this Christian Jared said through that experience, he realized something.
他们开车走了，但是通过这个经历，这个基督徒James, Jared, 他理解到。
He says, nothing shows the world what God is like more clearly than when we love our enemies. Throughout the New Testament, the cross is not only how God saves us,It's how we witness to that salvation.
Jared 认识到说，没有任何其他东西能比爱自己的仇敌更清楚地显示，向世界显示神。新约里头讲的十字架，不仅仅是神如何来拯救我们，也是表示我们如何去为了我们得救做见证。
And I think that summarizes today's lesson. The cross is not only how God saves us, it's how we witness to that salvation.
所以我想这是、总结了我们今天的经文。这个十字架不仅仅是神的救恩，也是我们对神救恩的回应。
Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Father, we thank you for today's passage. And we pray that you would、teach us how to witness to your salvation by loving our enemies and resisting revenge. We pray for your help. We thank you that you have led the way for us、in what you did、when you faced、insults and hurts and spitting, and yet you were vindicated and you rose from the dead. And so we now have the power through your spirit、to resist revenge. And so we thank you for that. Give us the grace to do it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.